And good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to the SSR2 plenary number 120 on the 19th of August, 2020 at 1400 UTC. The team members attending today's call are Danko, Lauren, Russ, and Rom. Observer Dennis Tan, apologies from Carrie Ann. And from ICANN Org is Jennifer, Steve, and Brenda with technical writer Heather on the call. And today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. Russ, I'll turn the meeting over to you. Thanks.
Thank you. I was hoping for a bigger turnout, but we'll get through what we can. And I was going to start off by asking people to bring up the sub-team status sheet, which is linked at the bottom of the agenda. We have two that we're going to talk about today. That's 20 and 24. Those should be ready to reach the end. We know that the abuse team is still working and basically pulled things together in a such a way that they're doing a rewrite of those sections, moving pieces around quite a bit. So it won't be a red line kind of a review. It'll be a read when we get it. I heard from Eric that 21 is something that he expects to finish in the next week or so. And we don't have Alon or Zarko to talk about 23. The thing we were waiting on in 25 we have gotten, and so I sent mail to KC and I've not heard back from her yet. Neither Zarko or Boban are here to tell us about 26. On 28, Rom, you're here. Naveed is leading that, but do you know where we are? Rom, if you're speaking, I can't hear you. Is he typing in the chat or something?
I don't see him typing in the chat yet. And also it looks like his microphone is still muted. I'll let you know if something appears in the chat.
Okay. And neither Alon, Zarko, or Eric are here to talk about 31. But when Zarko was last with us to give us the status, he said he was waiting for something from Eric. And on Monday, Eric told me he had provided that. So hopefully that one's moving along, and it's probably just the August holiday slowdown.
Pardon me, okay. Russ. This is Brenda. Alon is on the call. Perhaps he can give you an update.
Ah, thank you. Hi, Alon. I was wondering, I know you're not the rapporteur, but do you know what's going on with either sub-team 23 or 31? You're on those teams, and Zarko is the lead. One's on the root zone management system, and the other one's on DOE.
Yeah, the only I had a discussion with Zarko, but on 31, and we had a discussion on what to do. So and then I said he would consult Eric and come back. So so the issue will be closed. I think my recollection is that okay. Anyway, my suggestion to Zarko was that we should just drop recommendation 31. So then I don't know if Eric also shared the same view, but I've not heard from Zarko on the way forward.
Yeah, I know that he was asking Eric the same question, and Eric said he also answered that we should drop it. So, okay, well, that shouldn't be hard to resolve then. Okay, so do you know about the 23, the root zone management system? I think you and Zarko are the only two on that sub-team.
No.
Okay. No. Well, maybe you can nudge him and find out.
Okay.
I have
okay.
No idea if he's on holiday, but that one seems to be lagging here.
Okay, so I'll engage Zarko and
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, turning to the Google Doc with the recommendations for that we're going to review today. They're on page 46 and 51. We had already gone through for these two the public comments, as I recall. And this was just to do to take a look at the final text. So the ones we're looking at are recommendation 20 and recommendation 24. So 20 was some very light editing, changed DNS regression testing to DNS revolver behavior testing. And then ICANN.org should ensure that the capability to continue to perform functional testing, that is, they have some capabilities, keep doing it. Those were the only two changes. Do either of those raise concerns for anybody that's on the call?
Not for me.
Okay, then we'll turn to 24, which had a bit more editing, but it went from four subparts to two. Basically, one of the subparts included a bunch of statements of the current situation, which were actually findings, and so the findings were buried into the recommendation. So they were, the finding part was pulled to the front, and then the last step, the 0.41, was dropped entirely. Because it overlapped actually with the stuff that was in 24.2. And 24.1 is actually a merge of the original 24.1 and 24.2, which basically asks ICANN to look at the services that they are authoritative for and provide measurements that reflect the service availability and publish those on the website. And then part two of it is annually ask the community for feedback based on that data. So it's a straightforward publish metrics and then ask every year whether those metrics are meeting the community's needs. Any questions about this one or suggestions for improvement?
Could we scroll down a little bit so just we can see the 24.4 that's struck? Thank you. Okay. Yeah, no concern.
Okay, so in the spreadsheet, I'll mark these as reviewed. I realize a lot of the team is not here. Jennifer, I will, to that end, reply to the agenda and say that no one had concerns that was on the call and ask people to raise them on the mail if there's anything. Heather, these are pretty short, so you might as well start pulling them into the new doc.
Thanks, you read my mind.
Okay. All right. Is there any other business we can get to today?
Russ, it's Jennifer. I just thought we might want to mention to the team members that aren't on the leadership team that for ICANN 69, we were going to put in a request for the review team to do a webinar update in the prep week just to keep the community apprised of the progress.
Yeah, that's a Thank you. Good idea. We were asked for scheduling reasons to look ahead and see what we would have to say. Our plan says that we will have the final report all assembled and be reviewing the final form, but not quite have released it at the time that plan or that call will take place. So we thought we could provide a summary at that point of what the public comments were and how they were addressed, and just basically warn people that the final report would be coming a few weeks afterwards. So that's the intent, and of course we'll work on slides and such as we get a lot closer. All right, thank you, Jennifer. That's a good thing to make sure everyone's aware of. Is there anything else we need to do today? All right, please, Ram, reach out to your sub-teams. Alon, same for you. Let's see if we can keep those moving. I realize it's high time for holidays in much of the world, but let's see if we can continue to make progress so that we can get done. All right.
Thank you.
Thank
everyone.
You all.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.